So Mr. Greatheart, Old Honest, and the four young men crossed the bypath meadow, hacked their way through the forest of confusion, and at last came up to the gate of Doubting Castle.
My, what gloom is here.
Aye, indeed.
Such thick and blackish clouds as I never saw.
Moss and slime everywhere. Doth it always rain here?
Aye, more often than not.
Here be the door. Shall we knock?
Aye, and that with such a knocking as shall serve notice that we come in the name of the Lord.
So they knocked, and that with such strength as had never been heard in these halls. Now, since it was day, the giant and his wife, Diffidence, lay sleeping. For if you remember from my last account, despair cannot live long in the light.
Despair, dearest.
What?
Did you hear knocking?
Knocking?
Yes. I could have sworn that someone was trying to open your great outer gate.
Bah! That gate has never been opened.
Once.
Only when those two tricksters used that magic key to molest me lock and then blind me eyes. But that was... Well?
I told you.
Me club. Gets me club.
Here, my beloved.
Now, follow me.
Me? Why?
This knocking hath a ring of confidence to it. I may need thy help.
Yes, dear.
Despair! Are you home?
Despair be always home. And who art thou?
My name be Greatheart.
Greatheart? Greatheart? Ever hear of Greatheart, my dears?
Not in these parts, but the very sound of his name makes my skin crawl.
Bah! 'Tis only the bad weather we had yesterday. All that sunshine.
Despair!
What do you want?
I want you!
Did you not read the sign over my gate that saith, Day Sleeper, do not disturb?
Aye, but since I have come on express purpose to disturb thee, I thought this the best time.
Who won this letter?
I should say, and I still say, there's something evil about his voice. I'm going to get my magic potions.
Bah. Magic, schmagic. The only magic needed here is me trusty club.
Is that so? Well, where was your trusty club when you tried to catch Christian and Hopeful?
Don't speak those names here.
Sorry. But I'm off to get my potions and curses just the same.
All right. Get thy potions. Diffidence.
What?
Bring out thy hexagrams and pentagrams, also me ceremonial dagger and thy crystal ball.
Yes, dear.
And forget not thy broom and the black candles. And bring Lucifer thy black cat.
Yes, dear.
Despair!
What?
I am Greatheart. I am sent by the king of the Celestial City, and in his name I demand that thou open thy gates and let me in.
To what purpose?
To take away thy head, and to destroy Doubting Castle.
Bah! I have used doubt to overcome angels far greater than thou art ever like to be. I am a giant, and thou but a man.
Thou hast also to face Mr. Honest.
Honest? I hate that name.
Moreover, I have with me the four sons of Christian who did escape thy chains by using the key of promise. His son Matthew, as firstborn and priest in his father's absence, doth carry the same key. And he will use it to part the clouds of doubt and blind thine eyes. Therefore, deceive not thyself with the thought that we are a helpless band of feeble pilgrims. Now open thy gate!
I'll open it when I feel like it.
And so shall I. Men, bring the battering ram.
All right. Leave part of me door to open.
I'm back there.
Good. Here, help me in with my armor.
Armor? Why will you use your armor?
I'm fighting for my life on this one.
Then 'tis good. I have brought my magic.
On his head, he wore a helmet of steel with darkened glass to shut out the light. He had also a breastplate of fire and iron shoes with spikes.
Finished there.
Good. Give him my club. There. Now, stand thee back, as if only observing the battle. But if any of them give thee the back, thou must stick him with thy sacrificial dagger.
Maybe thou canst take one of the young ones alive for sacrifice.
We shall give it a try. Opens the me door. Aha! Well, this is what a great heart looketh like, eh? I shall see how a great heart liketh a great king.
Ha! Forward, men, look for the pattern.
Then these six men made up to him and beset him behind and before. So, when diffident, the giantess came up to help him.
Look out, Samuel! Great heart!
Old Mr. Honest cut her down at one blow.
Great heart! Watch out!
Despair. I am undone.
Thou hast smitten my sweetheart. God, do so to me and more, if I do not mingle thy blood with hers.
As thou hast said, ha! So shall it be. Come, boys, we have learned to deal with such as these.
Then did they work together as one man, whilst one rested and prayed to God, another advanced for combat. So they fought, and great and long was the encounter. For I must tell you that despair is a hard beast to destroy.
Matthew, the key! Yes, sir.
Then did Matthew hold up the promise towards heaven and pray that the God of his father might break through the clouds of doubt.
Oh, no, not again. Oh, take away all the eyes. Take away the light.
Nay. For 'tis light that encircles the throne of God, and 'tis light that shall destroy the wicked at his coming, and 'tis light that shall destroy thee now. Ha!
No more light, but the light, take away the light.
Then was Giant Despair brought down to the ground, but he was very loath to die. He struggled hard and had as many lives as a cat.
Great heart! He will not die!
More light, Matthew! Shine the light directly into his eyes!
Yes, sir.
No more light, please! Anything but the light! Take away the light!
Thus did the entrance of light work out the destruction of despair. Then Great Heart used the sword of the spirit to take his head from his shoulders, as he had promised.
Well fought, Great Heart.
I say we were hard put to it with this one.
Aye, 'tis good that Matthew is the keeper of his father's key.
Indeed. Without that, it had been a worse or even a losing battle. Matthew, Samuel, off to the dungeon with thee. Release any and all prisoners.
But the doors are locked. How shall we get in?
We have Father's key, Samuel.
Oh, of course. It will open any lock in Doubting Castle, won't it?
Aye. Come.
The rest of you, get the crowbars and ropes. There must not remain one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down.
Great Heart, look at these idols in the witch's apartment.
Look not upon them, lest thou be defiled thereby.
What then?
Obey the scriptures. Smash them.
Great Heart, the giant also hath a library. Books, all of them full of...
Burn them!
Yes, sir.
Also, any pictures on the walls, destroy all of them!
Yes, sir.
What are these books of science?
They speak of billions of years to create one little worm.
To the flames! It is science falsely so called.
Then they fell hard to destroying the abominable things, and the images, and the instruments of demon worship. They also set out to demolish Doubting Castle, which was not so hard to do with Despair dead. Now in the halls of the dungeon, Matthew and Samuel searched out prisoners.
Hello? Is anyone yet alive?
My, what a dreary place.
I say. Is anyone here?
Help!
Where are they?
Help us!
Cannot tell. Echoes are every which way.
Help! Help us!
Can you see us?
Only your candle.
Then answer once to send us right, and twice to send us left.
Yes. Yeah.
Turn left. Have you been here long?
Yes.
Now right. How long?
Many years. Many years.
Left. Can you still see us?
No.
Now what?
Back to where they last saw the light. Can you see us now?
Yes.
Left.
No, we went left last time.
How can this be?
Mirrors.
Mirrors? Father never had to fight with mirrors.
The longer doubt is left alone, the more tricky it becomes. Throw a stone. Straight ahead. Now left. Right. Can you still see us?
Yes, come straight on now.
The echoes have stopped as well.
Yes. Here we are.
Oh, God bless you.
Yes, we have almost given up on praying.
Open the lock.
I thought I never again would hear that door open.
At least not until our execution. Oh, what's that?
My brothers and friends are tearing down this prison.
But Despair...
Despair is dead.
As is the witch with her false science that led men to believe that there is no God.
Say, they be working with a vengeance. We best be getting out lest this become our tomb.
Aye, this way.
Look at all these cells, all of them filled with dead men's bones.
I have heard that few men come out of doubt with their lives, but I never realized.
And see how many of them wear the professor's cap and gown.
I think they came through the tunnel that leadeth to yonder university.
It must be so. There are also many students here.
Help! Help us!
Another survivor. To the lock, Matthew.
Yes.
Oh, bless you, bless you.
Bless God, not us.
God? There's no such thing as God.
What?
God is a figment of man's imagination. And religion is a tool to control men's minds.
Well, say what you will, friend. Here, the door is open. You may escape with us or find your own way.
This dungeon is a maze. How do you know the way?
We pray at each corner.
Pray? You can't be serious.
And we smash every mirror.
Wait! This maze has taken years to construct. It's a valuable work of art.
It is built for the destruction of souls.
There are no souls. This life is all I have.
Well, Then follow us, for all thou hast shall be lost. A stone, straight ahead, Samuel.
Stop! Stop!
Now right.
You are desecrating fine art.
We are saving our lives. Our brothers did not know of the maze, and they think we are already out.
This way. I see light.
Come, friends.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
And you?
You disrespectful barbarian! Away with you!
Do you know the way out?
I need not thy help, if that's what you mean.
I have the only light.
Light is an illusion.
And darkness?
What is real? What is not? Who really knows?
I do. Follow me and see.
Matthew!
Coming. Come on, friend. We can debate truth up top.
What is truth?
Later. Hurry!
Oh, bold. Very well. Let me get my degree. Where's my degree?
Matthew!
I could have sworn that I left it right here under the chamber pot.
Are you coming? There is no time.
Time? Time is an illusion. But my degree, where on earth did I put it?
I'm going. Come if you will.
I'll be right there. Perhaps it's in the pocket of my gown. Here, degree. Where's my degree? I can't write this or anything.
Here's the passageway. Hurry!
Come in!
Now they were 7 days in pulling down Doubting Castle and all the false science that held it up. Despair's body they buried under a pile of stones to show their abhorrence of him. Mr. Despondency and one much afraid, his daughter, being nearly starved to death, could only look on and cheer. Now when the castle was finally level with the ground, they took their two new friends and hacked their way back to the straightway. Now, when Feeble Mind and Ready to Halt saw that it was the head of Giant Despair indeed, they were at first very amazed and then began to dance a jig for joy. Now Christiana, if need be, could play a merry tune upon the viol, so Mr. Ready to Halt called for music and took Much Afraid by the hand.
Much Afraid, come, let us celebrate this wonderful victory.
Oh,
Christiana, music for our dance, if you please.
Oh, I'm not so sure I can dance.
Aye, thou canst. Come.
Oh.
And so they fell to dancing in the road. True, he could not dance without having one crutch in his hand. But I promise you, he footed it well. Also, the girl was to be commended, for she answered the music handsomely.
Very good.
Oh, I can dance.
I knew you could do it.
Thank you, sir.
Now, I saw in my dream, when all these things were finished, Mr. Greatheart took the head of Giant Despair and set it upon a pole by the highway side, right over against the pillar that Christian erected for a caution to pilgrims. Then he wrote under it, upon a marble stone, these verses. This is the head of him whose name only in former times did pilgrims terrify. His castle's down, and diffidence his wife, brave Mr. Honest, has bereft of life. Who hereof doubts, if he'll but cast his eye up hither, may his scruples satisfy. This head also, when doubting cripples dance, doth show from fears they have deliverance. Then they went forward and went on till they came to the Delectable Mountains, where Christian and Hopeful had refreshed themselves with the various delicacies of the place. They also met the shepherds there who welcomed them unto the Delectable Mountains. Now the shepherds, whose names were Watchful, Experience, Knowledge, and Sincere, said unto them,
Welcome. Come stay with us for a season. We are well able to care for the feeble as well as for the strong. Come in, dear Feeble Mind.
Ah, bless thee.
Our prince has an eye for what is done to the least of these, his brethren. Therefore the weak, are as welcome as the strong. Come, Mr. Ready to Halt, enter into our humble palace.
Thank you.
And Mr. Despondency, Miss Much Afraid, come, hang not back, for thou art precious in his eyes.
Thank you.
Bless you, sirs.
And the rest of you, enter in, enter in.
I see that thou art true shepherds indeed, in that thou art not only accepting of the weak, but has made them more than welcome by strewing their path with flowers.
So the feeble and weak went in, and Mr. Greatheart and the rest did follow. When they were also sat down, the shepherd said to those of the weaker sort,
Pray, tell us, Mr. Feeble Mind, what would you have to eat?
Why comest thou to me? I am the weakest of the weak.
Our Lord hath given us charge to take care for all the members of his family. He maketh no difference between great or small, black or white, male or female. All are precious in his sight, and what will bless thee will bless them. Therefore, what wilt thou have?
So they made them a feast of things easy of digestion, and that were pleasant to the taste and nourishing. Therefore were all refreshed before they went to their rooms for the night. When morning was come, because the mountains were high and the day clear, the shepherds took them out into the fields and showed them first what they had showed to Christian before. Then they had them to some new places. The first was to Mount Marvel. Here they saw a man who was mighty in faith. Yea, he would speak to a great stone, and it would be rolled from its place. At other times he would say to a mountain, Be thou removed. And it would be carried into the midst of the sea.
Dear shepherds, who is this? We have never seen such great faith. No, not even in Israel.
'Tis the son of Mr. Great Grace. He is here to show thee how to use thy faith, to tumble hardships and difficulties out of thy way by the use of the promises.
As we use the key of promise against giant despair.
Yea, and greater things than these shalt thou do, because Christ has gone to his Father.
I know this Great Grace, Junior. He, like his father, is a man among men.
Then they had them to another place called Mount Innocent. There they saw a man clothed all in white, and two men, prejudice and ill will, continually casting dirt and mud upon him.
Take that, filthy one.
Aye, and perhaps a bit more slime will color thy garments as they should be.
You missed him.
Did not. 'Twas a direct hit.
Then where's the stain?
I know not.
Because thou didst miss.
Then do me one better, smart one.
With pleasure. Here is some oily black mire that doth seep out of the ground. I shall cover this stick with it, and then wipe it upon him from head to toe. Take that, white one.
Ha ha, nothing. Thou art impotent against him.
As art thou.
Aye, but at least I admit it. We cannot blacken his robe with all the mire and muck in the whole world. Yea, I trow that if we were to dunk him in the Slough of Despond, he would pop to the top as white as snow. Come, off with us.
Nay, I will blacken him if it takes me all my life.
Thou canst not, unless thou separate him from his God.
That is impossible, for he will not cease to behold him.
Then thou dost besmear him in vain.
Bah! Take that!
Give up!
Nay, I will bestain his robe yet.
What means this?
This man is called Godly Man, and this robe is the purity of his life in Christ. Prejudice and ill will hate his well-doing, and seek to make his garments as coarse and vile as their own. But as thou canst see, the dirt and muck will not stick to him.
And is it so with us?
Aye. No word that men can speak against thee can soil thy soul. Yea, by and by God will cause your innocence to break forth as the light, and your righteousness as the noonday.
May it be soon.
Amen.
Then they took them and had them to Mount Charity, where they showed them a man that had a bundle of cloth lying before him, out of which he cut coats and garments for the poor that stood about him.
Christiana, look!
Aye, I see it.
Dear shepherds, is the thing true?
What thing?
That the man continues to cut from his roll of cloth, and yet it never grows any smaller?
Aye, 'tis to show that he that watereth shall be watered himself, and also to remind thee of the widow, whose flour and oil did not fail, even though she gave her last morsel to the prophet Elijah.
Indeed, a good lesson. It remindeth me of the words of our Lord.
Which mercy?
That which saith, give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over.
Also that which saith, with the measure that you give, so shall it be given unto you.
Aye.
They had them also to a place where they saw two men named Fool and Wantwit washing an Ethiopian in the river.
More soap. Here. Good. Now the brush. Here. Don't you have a stiffer one?
We have already rubbed him off, and he's just as black as ever.
Gotta wash him more, that's all. Give me a stiffer brush.
A stiffer one will skin him alive.
If that be what it takes, then that be what it takes. Give me a stiffer brush.
All right, but I tell thee that we're just making him look all the worse.
Who's the side tart thou on?
Why, thine, of course.
Give me more soap, and be quick about it.
What means this?
This is a symbol of those who seek to change men's hearts by their own efforts. The harder they try, the worse their victims look.
Like the Pharisees did.
Aye, and all hypocrites that follow after.
And do they spend all their efforts upon this poor man?
Nay, sometimes they spend their days trying to paint out the spots of a leper. But whenever the poor beast getteth wet, all their labor is lost.
Oh, my.